is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Was following him, yeah. And he didn't know who he was. Praise God. More importantly, he wanted to know, what is it that I was missing? Yeah. Praise God. I got all of these folk, yeah, ripping and running behind this man. Praise God. I'm clueless, yeah, as to why they are running behind him. Yeah. So curiosity got the best of him. Yeah. And so he wanted to know something about this man called Jesus. Yeah. Oh yeah, so he ran. Yes, sir. Isn't that what your text says?
Yes, sir, Pastor.
That's what it says in the New International, yes, Word. It said that he ran, yes, sir, ahead of the crowd. Yes, now let me just tell you something, because you know when I preach, I'm going to do some research on some stuff. Back in those days, praise God, people of wealth, especially if they were governmental officials, they never ran anyway.
They never ran anywhere.
Praise God. They walked where they had to go. But Zacchaeus ran ahead so that he could get up a tree. Praise God. In other words, Zacchaeus had the curiosity of a child. Amen. Maybe he had already read what Luke had written in Luke 18, verse 17. Put it up on the marquee, praise God, because he said, the word say, I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it, praise God. So we don't know why Zacchaeus took that run. Some, praise God, say that Zacchaeus was already convicted by his sins,
yeah,
and he was trying to run to Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Amen. Yeah. That's a good place to run.
That's a good place.
They saw, praise God, that Zacchaeus had been wanting to see Jesus,
yeah,
and that he knew that this was his big opportunity.
Yeah.
However, I doubt that.
Yes, sir.
I doubt that, because if I look at crowds today, praise God, and I know some of these young folk, don't y'all get mad with me, because this is your day. This is Youth Sunday. Praise God. I know all the times when I was at school, I tried to tell the kids, don't you, when they get in a fight, you see the crowd fighting and acting a fool, don't you run to it, because 99.9% of all of our kids, if they see a fight going on, guess what? They ain't going to be running around the track trying to stay in shape. They're going to be running over there to try to see what's going on.
Yeah.
Praise God. And that's the time you ought to be backing up.
Yeah.
That's the time you ought to be walking away.
Yeah.
Praise God. That's the time you need to go get some official. Praise God, and tell them to come in, because I got two people down there tearing each other's hair out of their head.
Yeah.
Praise God. And something need to be done.
Yeah.
Amen. So Zacchaeus, like a kid,
yeah,
praise God, ran to get up a tree.
Yes.
Amen. You see, he was curious. He was curious as to what was going on. And I see, praise God, that our message will never change. I'm going somewhere. Our message, I'm talking about the message of the cross. I'm talking about the message of Jesus Christ as our Savior. Praise God. We talked about that in Sunday school this morning. Praise God. Our message, praise God, it should never change. But let me tell you something. Our methods, praise God, of doing things may have to change if we want to spark the curiosity of some of those younger folk who want to come and unite with us so that we move them from membership to discipleship. Amen. I want that to sink in for a minute. Our message always going to be the same. But our methods of doing things, praise God, may have to change. Amen. I'm not just talking about here at Second Union. I'm talking about all of the churches, praise God, throughout Central Louisiana. And not only throughout Central Louisiana, because I traveled the state. Praise God. I'm talking about throughout the state. Praise God. There has been a scattering of our children from church. Praise God. Maybe we need to do something. Praise God. That will spark their curiosity. Praise God. To get them to come on in the door. Praise God. You want to know why I believe a lot of people don't come to church as much as they used to? Praise God. We might be the problem. We just might be the problem. When we get ready to go to church, we ought not get up in the morning. Oh, Lord, I got to go to church again. Praise God, when we're talking about church, oh, Lord, I'm going to church. No, we are. We ought to be excited. We ought to be excited about going to church. Praise God, and especially if we got some young folk around us. Amen. Because if they see your excitement, that's going to spark their curiosity. Praise God, about why in the world, man, if Momo going to church, why is she excited about going to church? Why is Papa excited about going to church? And that's because church, praise God, is the thing that's done so much for us. And praise God, once we are excited about what we are doing, praise God, that would spark the curiosity of some of these young folk. And they'll come back into church. So Zacchaeus was he was curious. And you already heard the Bible says that he was a short man. Praise God. And he could not see over those people. Praise God. Over the crowd, those folks. In other words, that tell me he wasn't 6'3". That tells me he wasn't 6'4". It tells me he wasn't 5'7". He was a short man. Praise God. How short? I don't know. But guess what? He didn't let his shortness stop him from seeing Jesus. So he climbed up a sycamore tree. And praise God, this is why I jumped on board, if you don't mind me digressing for a minute. Because there was some folk who used to say we shouldn't sing certain songs. And I know that there are some songs that we sing that we ought not sing. We have ought not never say that we holding the devil down. Got the devil under my feet while the Holy Ghost holding him down. Don't you ever sing that. Don't ever, when somebody sing it, don't you get the pat in your hands, because that's crazy. Because how in the world are you holding the devil down under your feet, and the devil is giving me all kind of hell? You explain that to me. So don't ever sing that song. But there's a song, praise God, that people just say you shouldn't sing it. But I say, well, I think it's biblical. And it is, pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. Why don't others doubt him? Do not pass me by. I think Zacchaeus, praise God, was singing that song. It's the reason why he ran up the tree. He said, Lord, Savior, Savior, do not pass me by. Praise God. You see, the Holy Spirit often uses curiosity to bring people to an awareness of their lostness and their need for a Savior. And this is what
he did with Zacchaeus. So we see his curiosity. We saw his condition. We see his curiosity. It was a curiosity that saved him. But finally, and as I get ready to close, praise God, we see the encounter Zacchaeus had with Jesus Christ. Amen. If you look at verses 5 and 6, it says, when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. So Zacchaeus came down, praise God, at once. And he welcomed Jesus gladly. Amen. Can I put your attention to the phrase, when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up. You see, most of us, when we are walking down the street, even by ourselves, let alone with a crowd around us, very seldom will we look up. Amen. But look, look what happened, praise God. Jesus in this crowd, praise God. And when he got to the spot, amen, I'm talking about to the very spot where Zacchaeus was. Amen. It said that he looked up, and he called him by name. Now, can I stop here for just a minute? Praise God. You see, that's why I like the New International Version that says it was a sycamore fig tree. How many of y'all ever been in a fig tree? I remember when I was a little boy, my grandmother had 4 big fig trees. And we used to hide in those fig trees. People could walk by and they'll never know that we were in the fig tree. Praise God. But Jesus, when he got to the spot where Zacchaeus was, it says that he looked up. Amen. Jesus looked up because he knew that someone was lost. Praise God. Up there in the tree. And he, oh Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Praise God. You see, oh Lord, I got to digress again. Amen. He looked up, which means to me, praise God, that everybody that's unsaved are not down and out. Amen. There are some folks who sitting in some high places. Amen. If I can call the roll this morning, praise God, there are some folk, praise God, who are vying for the highest office in this nation. Praise God, that's us the high places. There are some folk who are sitting in Congress. Praise God, in the House of Representatives and the House of Senate. Praise God, there's some high places. There are some folks that are sitting in the Supreme Court, sitting to make judgments over other folk in some high places. And praise God, what am I trying to say? Praise God, everybody that needs Jesus, praise God, is not just somebody that's low and out. So praise God, he looked up into the tree. He's looking up now. He's looking up, praise God, to those who are running for president. He's looking up for those who are running, praise God, for Congress. He is looking up because he has a message for him. I got a message for you. Praise God, that I need you to come down to where I am. Don't sit in your high place just because you are a Democrat, or just because you are a Republican. Don't sit in your high place. Praise God, because I don't care how high you go, you're going to need Jesus. Hallelujah. So we find that he looked up. And we know, praise God, how God, we don't know, excuse me, how God worked in the life of Zacchaeus. Oh, I'm not ready to close yet. It should never change. But let me tell you something. Our methods, praise God, of doing things may have to change if we want to spark the curiosity of some of those younger folk who want to come and unite with us so that we move them from membership to discipleship. Amen. I want that to sink in for a minute. Our message always going to be the same. But our methods of doing things, praise God, may have to change. Amen. I'm not just talking about here at Second Union. I'm talking about all of the churches, praise God, throughout Central Louisiana. And not only throughout Central Louisiana, because I traveled the state, praise God. I'm talking about throughout the state, praise God. There's a seem like there has been a scattering of our children from church. Praise God. Maybe we need to do something, praise God, that will spark their curiosity. Praise God, to get them to come on in the door. Praise God. You want to know why I believe a lot of people don't come to church as much as they used to? Praise God, we might be the problem. We just might be the problem. When we get ready to go to church, we ought not get up in the morning. Oh, Lord, I got to go to church again. Praise God, when we're talking about church, oh, Lord, I'm going to church. No, we are. We ought to be excited. We ought to be excited about going to church. Praise God, and especially if we got some young folk around us, amen, because if they see your excitement, that's going to spark their curiosity. Praise God, about why in the world. Man, if Momo going to church, why is she excited about going to church? Why is Papa excited about going to church? And that's because church, praise God, is the thing that's done so much for us. And praise God, once we are excited about what we are doing, praise God, that would spark the curiosity of some of these young folk. And they'll come back into church. So Zacchaeus was he was curious. And you already heard the Bible says that he was a short man. Praise God. And he could not see over those people. Praise God. Over the crowd, those folks. In other words, that tell me he wasn't 6'3". That tells me he wasn't 6'4". It tells me he wasn't 5'7". He was a short man. Praise God. How short? I don't know. But guess what? He didn't let his shortness stop him from seeing Jesus. So he climbed up a sycamore tree. And praise God, this is why I jumped on board, if you don't mind me digressing for a minute. Because there was some folk who used to say we shouldn't sing certain songs. And I know that there are some songs that we sing that we ought not sing. We have ought not never say that we holding the devil down. Got the devil under my feet while the Holy Ghost holding him down. Don't you ever sing that. Don't ever, when somebody's saying it, don't you get the pat in your hands, because that's crazy. Because how in the world are you holding the devil down under your feet, and the devil is giving me all kind of hell? You explain that to me. So don't ever sing that song. But there's a song, praise God, that people just say you shouldn't sing it. But I say, well, I think it's biblical. And it is, pass me not, oh gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. Why don't others doubt him? Do not pass me by. I think Zacchaeus, praise God, was singing that song. It's the reason why he ran up the tree. He said, Lord, Savior, Savior, do not pass me by. Praise God. You see, the Holy Spirit often uses curiosity to bring people to an awareness of their lostness and their need for a Savior. And this is what he did with Zacchaeus. So we see his curiosity. We saw his condition. We see his curiosity. It was a curiosity that saved him. But finally, and as I get ready to close, praise God, we see the encounter Zacchaeus had with Jesus Christ. Amen. If you look at verses 5 and 6, it says, when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. So Zacchaeus came down, praise God, at once. And he welcomed Jesus gladly. Amen. Can I put your attention to the phrase, when Jesus reached the spot? He looked up. You see, most of us, when we are walking down the street, even by ourselves, let alone with a crowd around us, very seldom will we look up. Amen. But look what happened, praise God. Jesus in this crowd, praise God. And when he got to the spot, amen, I'm talking about to the very spot where Zacchaeus was. Amen. It said that he looked up and he called him by name. Now, can I stop here for just a minute? Praise God. You see, that's why I like the New International Version that says it was a sycamore fig tree. How many of y'all ever been in a fig tree? I remember when I was a little boy, my grandmother had 4 big fig trees. And we used to hide in those fig trees. People could walk by and they'll never know that we were in the fig tree. Praise God. But Jesus, when he got to the spot where Zacchaeus was, it says that he looked up. Amen. Jesus looked up because he knew that someone was lost. Praise God. Up there in the tree. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Praise God. You see, I got to digress again. Amen. He looked up, which means to me, praise God, that everybody that's unsaved are not down and out. Amen. There are some folks who sitting in some high places. Amen. If I can call the roll this morning, praise God, there are some folk, praise God, who are vying for the highest office in this nation. Praise God, that's us the high places. There are some folk who are sitting in Congress. Praise God, in the House of Representatives and the House of Senate. Praise God, there's some high places. There are some folks that are sitting in the Supreme Court, sitting to make judgments over other folk in some high places. And praise God, what am I trying to say? Praise God, everybody that needs Jesus, praise God, is not just somebody that's low and out. So praise God, he looked up into the tree. He's looking up now. He's looking up, praise God, to those who are running for president. He's looking up for those who are running, praise God, for Congress. He is looking up because he has a message for him. I got a message for you. Praise God, that I need you to come down to where I am. Don't sit in your high place just because you are a Democrat. Just because you are a Republican, don't sit in your high place. Praise God, because I don't care how high you go, you're going to need Jesus. Hallelujah. So we find that he looked up, and we know, praise God, how God, we don't know, excuse me, how God worked in the life of Zacchaeus. Oh, I'm not ready to close yet, y'all. Praise God, we don't know how God worked in the heart of Zacchaeus to prepare him for this meeting with Jesus. Praise God, it could have been that he knew another publican by the name of Levi. I'm just going to call the scripture. You can put it up and let them read themselves. Luke chapter 5, verse 27 through 31. Maybe, praise God, he knew something about Levi. Y'all do know who Levi was. He was a publican. But he was a publican, praise God, whose name was changed to Matthew, who became one of the disciples. So whether or not Zacchaeus, excuse me, knew Levi, we don't know. He may have been a friend of Levi. And Levi may have told Zacchaeus about Jesus Christ. He was praying for, he may have been praying for Zacchaeus. Was Zacchaeus one of those tax collectors that Levi had at his house when Jesus was his guest? Had Zacchaeus become weary of his wealth and started yearning for something better? You do know, praise God, you can have all the money in the world and you can still be just as miserable, praise God, as the person that doesn't have anything. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you, you can have all of that stuff, but if you don't have Jesus, you are going to be a miserable person. So we find here that Zacchaeus, praise God, went up the tree. Jesus came to the spot, called him down. He came out of the tree, went to Zacchaeus' house, and guess what happened? Yeah. Those folks that were around him, those naysayers, they got mad with Jesus and Zacchaeus. In other words, look at him. Why in the world he's going into a sinner's house? Praise God. But guess what? When we see Zacchaeus' encounter with Jesus, we see something that happens in Zacchaeus' life that happened in all of our lives. If we have given our life to Jesus Christ, there has been a metamorphosis, praise God, in our lives. The reason I know that, praise God, because when he came to Zacchaeus' house and before the visit was over, look what Zacchaeus did. Zacchaeus made a radical change. A radical change had taken place in this taxpayer's life. You see, there is something about a man who has an encounter with Jesus. How many of y'all have had your encounter with Jesus? You see, when a man has an encounter with Jesus, it means that things are going to change. There's going to be a change in his or her life. Oh yeah, you see, if he's a liar, he will not lie anymore. If he's a steal, he will not steal anymore. If he will, praise God, if he's a gambler, he will not gamble anymore.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875.